This news update sponsor is Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderick. The Huron County Board of Commissioners anonymously declared May of 2024 as Motorcycle Awareness Month during their April 23rd meeting. As spring brings an increase in motorcyclists on the roads, both in Huron County and across Michigan, heightened caution and awareness are urged for all road users. This proclamation follows the advocacies of individuals like Jeremy Bouverette, otherwise known as Iceman, and organizations such as Abate, the American Bikers Aiming Toward Education of Michigan, dedicated to promoting motorcycle safety and education. With Michigan's relaxed helmet laws and the hashtag Pure Michigan campaign attracting more riders to the state, the roads are expected to see a surge in motorcycle traffic. Huron County emphasizes the importance of remaining vigilant with the call to action, look twice to save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. And the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office has issued a call for public assistance in locating a 2002 Polaris 400 ATV from a resident on M-19 north of Argyle near Cass City Road. According to the Sheriff's Office, the victim reported hearing the ATV start around 11 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st. Although initial leads are scarce, community involvement is crucial in aiding law enforcement efforts to recover the stolen property. The green-colored ATV equipped with a front windshield and a Walden-on hitch serves not only as a mode of transportation but also as a valuable asset to its owner. While the photo of the ATV shared on thumbnet.net is somewhat blurred, officials are hopeful that any information, no matter how small, could lead to its retrieval. Residents are urged to report any sightings or relevant information to the St. Louis County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Tips can be submitted anonymously via the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office app. And Eva's Place 22nd Flamingo Fling soared past its $100,000 target, amassing an astonishing $110,009 thanks to the enthusiastic support of our community. With 108 dedicated attendees purchasing tickets and raffle tickets totaling $15,450, the online auction bids reaching $29,000, the event surpassed all expectations. The event's success was further fueled by the generosity of 35 super sponsors, contributing nearly $60,000, along with additional cash sponsors and donators who contributed over $21,000. This outpouring of support ensures crucial assistance for Eva's Place Shelter, the only emergency shelter in St. Louis County for women and children fleeing domestic violence, sexual assault, or homelessness. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Drivers feeling the bumps of construction? Don't let roadblocks slow you down. Flannery Auto Mall's got your back with our spring service special. Flannery Auto Mall is offering a springtime service special. You can get an oil change, tire rotation, cabin filter, windshield wipers, and engine air filter starting at $219. In Bad Axe and surrounding areas, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle so you can keep rolling without interruption. Book your appointment today by calling the Flannery Auto Mall or scheduling your service online. Just mention our spring special. Don't wait. Take advantage of our spring service special and drive with confidence. Hassle-free service is just a call or click away. Flannery Auto Mall, where your satisfaction drives us. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Making your journey smoother. With no
particular place to go. On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. And a special Tuscola County deputy is being credited with quickly finding a missing person. At about 2:40 a.m. on April 22nd, it was reported that there was a search for a missing 76-year-old male with health issues. The man wandered into a wooded area near his home on Dockerville Road in Novesta Township. The Michigan State Police Carroll Post was the lead department in the search, and the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department stepped in to help. Deputy Spencer Coleman and his partner, K-9 Bello, located the subject in the woods. The missing person was transported to the hospital by MMR ambulance to be checked out. Following the successful location, the sheriff's office noted having a K-9 unit is very valuable when situations call for their need. The sheriff's department has two K-9 officers, Bello and Black, and will use them to help other local law enforcement agencies and counties when the need arises as part of mutual aid. And St. Clair County Sheriff's Office K-9 Brock is now equipped with a bullet and stab protective vest, courtesy of a generous donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interests in Canines Incorporated. The vest, embroidered with the sentiment honoring those who served and sacrificed, was sponsored by Carolyn Christomos of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Established in 2009, Vested Interests in Canines Incorporated is a 501 charity dedicated to providing protective vests and other assistance to law enforcement dogs across the United States. These custom-fitted vests made in the U.S. and are certified. They have the potential to save the lives of these canine officers. The organization has already distributed over 5,514 vests nationwide, totaling $6.9 million in value, thanks to private and corporate donations. The program is open to U.S. law enforcement canines that are at least 20 months old and actively employed, including those with expired vests. With an estimated 30,000 law enforcement canines in the country, the need for protective gear is significant. And TikTok is gearing up for a legal fight against a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban. A battle in the courts will almost certainly be backed by Chinese authorities as the bitter U.S.-China rivalry threatens the future of a wildly popular way for Americans to connect online. Beijing has signaled TikTok should fight what it has called a robbers act by U.S. lawmakers to snatch from others all the good things that they have. But should a legal challenge fail, observers say Chinese authorities are unlikely to allow a sale, a move that could be seen as surrendering to Washington. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsor is Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.